Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm your host, Beth Jacobson. Marie Coffee on this evening. So thank you, everybody, for coming here tonight. For those of you who are calling in, those of you who will be listening to the archives at a later date, I just want to say today is Phone In Tuesday. Divine Goddess Radio is a show, a spirituality show, that is a venue to bring in a variety of different speakers, teachers, healers, psychics, and mediums, people who are here in this world to bring more light into this world. We provide that platform. So if you're somebody who is looking for a way of putting yourself out there, Marie and I are taking, you can give us an email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can let us know if there's any information, if there's classes, if there's something that you're wanting to sit here and share with the world out there. We are all open about supporting men and women who are wanting to bring more light into this world. So I'm excited. There's a lot of stuff that's going on energetically. But before I get started, I want to let everybody know on how you can sit here and get a hold of us. We have a website with Divine Goddess Radio. Go to www.divinegoddessradio.com. On there, you will see that you can set up sessions individually or together with Marie and Beth. We do 40-minute sessions, 60, 90. There's a variety of different prices. I do a variety of different healing modalities, Reiki, integrated energy therapy. I do light language. I teach classes. Marie teaches classes. We do psychic readings. We do divine goddess radio parties and goddess parties, bringing in that new feminine energy. It's around that time to where it's getting to be the holiday season. It's a great way to bring a gift into a workplace, whether it's corporate settings, whether it's a mom-and-pop organization, school systems, if you are looking for something to do with your teacher friends, family members. I do a lot of parties with families who are getting together, a bunch of women together, and it's even men. I have a couple of them coming up in October to where I'm doing men and women together because, you know, we have the new divine feminine goddess energy that's coming in, and men are stepping into that goddess energy. So God bless them. God bless them. We also have a blog talk page, which would be divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. So if you're wanting to follow up periodically, I'm not as good as I should be, but this winter I plan on being in it full swing. I still want to take advantage of the nice weather, and that will be my winter project. So Marie and I do that. If you're feeling like you want to go on there, and we put little tidbits of what's going on energetically out there. We also have a Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page. We would love if you would go on and like our page. At the end of the month, we pick somebody who goes on and likes our Facebook page, and you win. You have the opportunity of winning a half-hour free session, a reading with Marie and myself. So I just want to say there's a lot, you guys, the energy that's going on right now. We are still coming off of the effects of the super full moon, the super full moon, and it is absolutely, the kids are just beside themselves right now. We've had solar flares, asteroids. There is so much energetically going on. We have to remember the Earth is purging big time right now, and I know it can be really painful physically, mentally, and emotionally for a lot of individuals right now, but this is, again, I know I say this every time I'm on the radio, but it can't be said enough. You're not the only one going through it, so just know that we're all going through this, but it affects us all differently. And what it is, it's just so that we can bring more light into our life. And that light is, you have to remember, for as many times as we've been in this world, lifetime after lifetime, we are in a point that is pivotal of all of humanity. We have never lived from our hearts in the way that we are working towards right now. It's coming from our high heart. And I know I've said on other shows that there's three compartments in our heart. We have our high heart, middle heart, and our low heart. And the low heart and the middle heart is the lifetimes before that is where we focused on. It was more ego-based. It was lower energy. It wasn't speaking our divine truth. We were living a life of illusions and what others thought and how we should have been spoken, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we're in a time period we have no idea, you know, what our passion is, and that's what we're in. It's what is our passion? What trips your trigger? What gets you up in the morning? What are you enthusiastic about? What's exciting? And it scares a lot of people, including myself. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is my passion? I think it's this. Then I try it, and nothing's really working. Or is it because I'm being impatient? How many of you out there right now are trying to get a healing-based business or a heart-centered business up and going, but your clientele just isn't there right now? That doesn't mean that the universe is telling you to stop doing it, that it's not good. It's all about divine timing right now. And you might have to go in and set new intentions, and you might have to be more playful with your words, but remember, it's all about patience, patience, patience. And that patience, it's going to be, you know, worth the wait in the end. So I just wanted to say that. There's just a lot that's going on energetically. So a lot of kids are ending up in the hospital with viruses, with flu, very sick, temperatures. But just know there's a lot of energies going on. So the more that you can sit here, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm not in the medical profession, but the more you can use natural remedies, you're going to feel better. So I would really suggest that you really, if you're drawn to it, only if you're drawn to it, remember, this is my truth. My truth does not have to become yours, but essential oils are absolutely fantastic, fantastic. So find a brand that you're drawn to, because that means energetically, that's what you're needing at this time. And again, you guys, we are purging our old stories. Our old stories. So write down those old stories. It's time to burn them. Get rid of them. And even though you have looked at them for the 100,000th time, write it down again. Remember not to put the emotions into it if you don't have to where you're not stuck in it. Let me rephrase that. Don't be stuck in those emotions. Relationships, let them be done. They're done. They're over. They're done with. Move on from it. Give gratitude for the situation and the people that were involved, including yourself. And then forgive, and then move on from that. It doesn't have to be something that you have to continuously repeat. So anyways, with that, I think that's enough. I am going to go on to the first caller. Now, I just want you guys, please be patient with me. Marie's the computer geek. I'm going to do my best. I am taking a call from a number that starts with 561.
Hi.
Can I have your first number, and what state are you from?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
What is your first name, and what state are you from?
Casey, I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Hey, could you say your first name again, I'm sorry?
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy, I apologize.
No
All
problem.
Right, Stacy. Now, I am asking that everybody asks for one question, and so if you have a question or a comment, just let me know. What is it that you're looking for tonight?
I have a question.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know. I just seem to be, I'm not mad, but it's just that I have the urge for changes. I just want to change everything. It's just like, ugh.
Just like everything that's in your life in general, you're wanting some major change in your life?
Yes. It's like I feel stagnant, and then I just want
to... Yes. Well, here you go, Stacy. This is an opportunity for you right now. You're going to be doing a lot of journaling, and you're going to get more clarity. Within the next 3 days, pay attention to dreams and signs that you're encountering. So be clear on this. So you're going to ask for one thing that you're wanting change in right now. So if it's a change in a relationship, be very clear on what you want right now. If it's a job that you're wanting clearness on, okay, what direction am I supposed to go into? So be very clear on that one question. And I'm hearing you can write a list of questions that you have, but have a priority. Have absolutely no more than 10. Focus on one a night. And then you're saying, you're asking that question before you go to bed at night. And in the morning, you're going to have a general idea of what the next step is for you to do.
Okay.
But it's to pay attention to your dreams. And right now, the first thing, I don't know, because I don't want to program you. So it's you have to, as the person has to decide what you're wanting right now. But I'm hearing a lot to do with relationships. But relationships is a very open-ended response, because it can be relationship with yourself. It can be relationship with your spirit guides. It can be relationship with family. It can be relationship with your coworkers. So it's a very wide open gamut when I'm talking relationship. But this right now, it seems like it's a deeper level that you're wanting to explore more with your creator. Because you're feeling, I'm, and this is, don't be afraid to sit here and say, hey, Beth, I'm not feeling that. But it's feeling like you're feeling really disconnected right now.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
So, what you want to do is, like I said, you want to sit here and you want to journal. And journal is the best way for you to really become tuned in with introspection, what's going on deep within you. Because when you write, you'll be amazed at the clarity that you'll gain from that. You don't have to have a clue what you're writing about. You can just start writing, I have no idea what I'm going to write about, and then all of a sudden stuff's just going to come up, and just let it flow through you. Let it flow through you. And then when you're doing that, then ask, what are the top? You can decide. I just happen to say 10 things that you want to sit here and look at. It could be 5 things. It could be 3 things. It could be 1 thing. But start asking, what is it that I want change in my life? What is my number one priority? And then really listen to what your heart is saying. And it will be the first thing that intuitively comes to your mind. You might in your head say, you know what, I want to look for a different job. But when you sit here and say this out loud, your heart's going, no, I want to look deeper within. I want to really look at self-love right now. That's what you're going to go with, because that's your heart saying, I need you to go in and start looking at that stuff first. And then we'll focus on all the other things. So does that make sense with what it is that I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
It does. And just so you know, it doesn't have to be the thing that you're going, God, that's a lot, Beth. That's a lot. No, it isn't. Don't put your head into it. It's really quite simple. And if tonight you're going, okay, tonight is not where I want to start doing it, you can start it whenever you feel like you're ready to start doing it, Stacey.
Okay.
And just remember, you're feeling exactly like how everybody else is. And just listen to the rest of the show, because there's always a theme with the show that, and right now, I mean, there's major changes that are coming up. We're all going through it, whether or not we're feeling it right now, but we're all going through it. And you're right where everybody is saying the same thing. If you only knew, you're not the only one who's saying it.
Okay.
But that's good, Stacey. Stacey, this is really good, because you're wanting change. That means you're waking up and you're saying, you know what, it's not, I don't want it the way it is anymore. I want more.
Right.
I want different. So that is a good start. So give yourself credit for that. Give yourself credit for that.
Okay. All right.
So thank you, Stacey, so much for calling in. And do you want me to keep you on the line?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. The next caller is going to be a 601 number. Hi, how are you this evening?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Can I have your first name and the state that you're from?
Yeah, it's Sarah from Mississippi.
Sarah from Mississippi.
Uh-huh,
do you
Tara?
Have a question? Oh, Tara, I'm sorry, Tara. Do you have a question or a comment?
Question.
All righty. What is your...
Just relationships, I guess, just not doing good. Romantic-wise, is it going to get better? Or?
Are you currently in a relationship right now? You're asking if that one's going to get better?
No, not with anyone in particular right now.
Oh, okay. You're just
I did meet someone. I met
if
someone,
but
I don't know
somebody.
Where it's going to go.
Okay, so you want to see... The relationship, are they going to be coming in, and is it, okay, let's see here. Well, the first
it's
thing that I'm
new,
hearing,
yeah.
like, that pretty new, you're in a relationship right now that's pretty new?
Well, it's just a friendship right now, like, really
oh,
fresh
a friendship. Well, okay, now, just remember, you don't have this. I'm only hearing what Spirit is telling me. So sometimes we don't always hear what we want to hear, but I'm hearing that one is more of a friendship, but it's going to be a really good friendship for you. It's what you're both needing right now, because it's about the both of you really being able to work on a deeper level of friendship. Because what I'm hearing is you haven't had the best relationships when it comes to men in your life. And this individual's needing that. So you guys are going to be healing, helping with the healing process for each other on a really deep level. And who doesn't need really good guy friends? We all need the opposite sex. We need those good friends. Because with that, it's amazing how we can heal on deeper levels. But I'm hearing in January, it's around January 15th through the 22nd, and I never get the dates. It's rare that I get dates. Of 2015, okay. You're going to be meeting somebody. You're going to be meeting somebody. And I'm hearing it's going to be done through work. So what it looks like, what I'm seeing, it feels like you're going to be going on a trip somewhere. And it's something you're not planning now. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to look at whether or not, you know, I don't have the money right now. Get out of the way into saying, hey, I'm open up to new possibilities and potentials.
Okay.
And so what you're doing, because you've really done a lot of heart work, so be very, very proud of yourself for doing that. Be very proud of yourself. The universe sees the work that you're doing on your heart. So it's really, because you've had to clear up a lot of stuff just from this lifetime.
Yeah.
So the universe is very proud of you. So know that this individual who you're going to meet is going to, the individual who's in your life right now is going to help you heal on a different level, on one level. So where you're going to start trusting more. This other individual that you're going to meet is going to open you up even at a deeper level, but it's still not the one. But you're going to be open to it because it's going to bring you to another level of really learning how to love and to be loved. You've never allowed yourself to be loved in a healthy way, in a really, really healthy way, to where you're respected as you respect, where it's a partnership of equality. And they're not saying that relationship, the second relationship, can't turn into something. But I'm just hearing this individual is going to prepare you for the one who's coming into your life as you're preparing the second individual for who's going to be in their life. But you guys are going to, these two guys that are going to be in your life are going to be absolutely, it feels like long-term friends.
Awesome.
Good. So, and it's like, who doesn't want to hear that? Who doesn't want to hear that? And then the individual that you end up with, you guys are all, you're going to be able to be healthy. You haven't had the relationships with exes to where you've been able to have really healthy relationships when they're done. And it's like, when you're in a loving relationship and then it ends, you should be able to. If we're adults, we should be able to have healthy relationships with each other, grow from that. You move on. You don't personalize it. You learn from each other. You grow from that. But it really feels like there's going to be this really cool connection between the four of you, or the three of you.
Yeah, the
me.
Person now I have, we have that connection, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yes. But you know what? This one is a part of your soul family. The guy who you're right now is part of your soul family.
Okay.
And do you know what that means when they say soul family?
Yeah.
It's individuals from where we come from. It's part of the soul group that we are from. So this is part of your soul family, this guy. So there's a connection, and it's going to get deeper. It's going to get even cooler than what it is right now. So just be open to that, but just know that it's not going anywhere. It's not to go romantically anywhere. Then you're going to meet somebody around January, the middle of January, and this individual is going to open up your heart even more. But I'm hearing that's still not the one, but you're going to have fun, and there's a reason that you guys have to get together, because you there's certain lessons you need to learn from that individual as they need to. And you're going to go in there with an awareness, with a higher consciousness. So, I mean, so just have fun. Have fun with it.
Okay, I definitely will.
Fun with
Thank
it.
You.
You're welcome. So good luck to you.
That's
Thank you for calling in.
I'm
Thank
glad
you for
I called
calling
in. Yeah,
all right, thank you.
Easy.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, the next caller is at a 480 number. Let me see here. Come on. Hello, how are you this evening?
Hey, how are you? My name's Mike.
Mike, how you doing? Where are you from, Mike?
I am from Arizona.
Arizona. I'm hearing a lot about Arizona. Mike, do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question, if that's all right.
Yes, Mike, that is just fine. That's what the show's about. What would you like to ask?
Well, question is, I'm looking at taking, kind of either taking a break or forgetting about the current business that I have and kind of going in 180 degrees a whole other direction, and just kind of want to get some insight and direction on that.
Okay, let's see here. You're thinking about doing a 180. Well, I'm trying to put it in my words here. The first thing I heard, even before you were saying the specifics of it, I heard it's okay to go on a hiatus with this right now, but not to give up on it, not to give up on it. Was the business that you putting on a hiatus, did it have to do with, was it more spiritual based, with helping others on a spiritual level?
Well, the business isn't necessary. The one that I'm doing right now isn't spiritual. It's within, finance and investment banking and different things like that and consulting. And I've gotten burnt a couple times now, and I'm just, like, kind of almost over it. And but I am thinking about going into that direction, as I have been working since 2010 on my own mediumship.
Okay. Well, here's the only thing that I'm seeing with this is they're not saying no to the spiritual-based business, but
right.
And I know that you've been burnt. They see that you've been burnt on that, but it's a financial. It provides a financial. It brings in the finances. It brings in the finances because I'm hearing. If you're thinking about upping and quitting it, I'm hearing them, and this is their words, and you may not like hearing this, but I'm hearing them say, hold off for six months yet, because you have big changes that are up and coming, and you're going to have clarity. It feels like more of the end of January to the beginning of February, like the first week of February. So is that something that you're possibly able to do? Have you quit your job yet?
No. It's I've got a little sales job right now that just kind of takes care of the day-to-day, but I was going to just tune out and go back to wait tables, and, you know, because we're entering the busy season here in Arizona, because obviously summer is too hot. And so I was just going to kind of tune out for a bit, you know, just kind of work and have some fun, which I've neglected.
And that would be cool. That would be just exactly what they're saying. Hold off.
Yeah.
So do what you're doing, because in 6 months you're going to gain a lot of clarity. What we forget and what we need to remember is from here to the end of the month, to the end of the year, there's a lot that's going on, and the energetics and the planetary shifting is going to be amplifying here. So it's like, do what you have to do to keep yourself grounded, to keep yourself in that joy as much as possible. Pay your bills so you don't stress out about it. Continue to do your spiritual-based work. But in the process, what I'm hearing, your guide saying, get out and do networking with your spiritual-based business. So I don't know if you have meetup groups. I don't know if you have networking in the Arizona, which I know there's a lot out there, but whether or not you have specific groups of way of connecting. But to make sure that you're on top of your game doing that, because within 6 months, you're going to have major clarity, and you're going to have greater understanding of what is being asked of you for your path.
Interesting.
And
what
is really interesting.
Go ahead.
Even getting the specifics of that you need to go in. There's a vortex I'm hearing that's nearby you, right nearby you. And there's a vortex by you. It feels like it's... I'm saying within 10, but I'm hearing it's no farther than 5 miles away from you. There's a vortex, and they're saying you know where it is to spend more time in there. So does that make sense at all to you?
Wow. 5 miles.
And I'm hearing to the west of you. the west of you, to the west of you.
Interesting. No, I'll have to kind of think about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And there's a, because there's a specific, there's like a, I don't know, I'm seeing a rock, so I have absolutely no idea where in Arizona you live, but I'm hearing to the west of you, and there's this big rock, this big boulder there. But there's this energy, and it's a specific energy that this specific vortex is holding, which is going to be a huge process for shifting you. And that's going to be part of what you're going to be going through within the next 6 months. So it's a very big deal. So vortexes right now, there is some cool stuff going on with vortexes and portals right now. But you want to make sure
we're going
that you're tuned in.
We're going on a date trip to Sedona on Sunday. So.
Oh, yay. Yay, yay, yay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God, it'll be right all around you. Is that to the west of you?
Well, it's north, about an hour and a half to 2 hour drive. But I'm thinking the one place, have I been at this vortex thing before that you're saying is only 5 miles away?
Oh, yes, I'm hearing yes, yes.
Then I'm curious if it has anything to do with North Mountain.
Oh, yes, yes, it does.
Because I've hiked it when I used to live in North Phoenix, but now I live in Old Town, which is downtown Scottsdale, and so I haven't been over that way in a bit, in almost a year.
Okay. So is it a space that you used to go to a lot when you were there?
Oh yeah, when I first moved here to North Phoenix, North Mountain is a nice little hiking trail. And big incline.
Yep.
I mean, it's not a mountain, but it's a big rock, basically. It really works.
You know what?
It really works that part when you climb it.
You know what? And what they're showing me, they're showing me like you're in gear, so like you're going to be going on. It's almost. It's not even almost. I'm hearing it's a vision quest. It's a vision quest for you.
And I've been thinking about that, doing one as well.
Yep, so be prepared, and I'm hearing, and you know a vision quest is something that you go and you do by yourself, so in most vision quests, it depends on most people, they bring themselves that's it, and so it's like you bring whatever it is that you're wearing to be able to survive wherever it is you go, and like a lot of people will go, when you live in that area, they'll go out to the desert, but it's like, you know, you also have to be smart. So make sure that you are bringing, I'm hearing wherever it is that you're going and what you're going through right now, so you're gonna have insights come to you. So write down, bring a notebook with you with a writing utensil and a backpack. Carry that with you, and you're gonna be jotting stuff down. And you know how the universe works. They'll give us a word here, a sentence there, and then we have to put it all together.
Right.
And so you're gonna be getting a lot of insights, and there's gonna be a lot that's coming to you. Mike, within the next 6 months, you're going to be getting the answers that you have been searching for.
Excellent. And I'm just kind of at the crossroads of like, do I chase the money or do I go the other direction or do I do both?
No, you know, the thing is you can do both, but it's making sure when you're going for your spiritual-based business, you know it's about heart-centered. It's not about the money, but it's not being afraid to ask for the money.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, it's about your time, your knowledge, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, so you get that. But the reality is to keep you out of that fear, stay where the money is right now. Pay your bills because you know that's not your forever job.
And again, with the consulting business of the commercial finance and investment banking and stuff like that, I mean, literally, I'm shooting for six figures every time, you know, a deal closes.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yep.
Is where the goal was. So, I mean, when I say, you know, money, do I go after the money? That's what I mean. Like, you know, ridiculous money, or do I just kind of be simple and humble and, you know, that type of thing. So.
Well, you can, you know, the thing is you can go for the money and you can be very humble and live a simple life too, because you know, with money you can help, you can do a lot of stuff with it. You can travel, you can do a lot of things to bring in more light into the world. You can choose whether or not you want to help. I mean, there's so much you can do with it. You get it. You're a bright light. You're a bright light.
Yeah. the options are just more, there's more options there when you do have the cash.
Oh, yes. There's a lot more options there. But definitely really start asking Spirit about, okay, when do I go on to my vision quest? For how many days do I get on my vision quest? And where do you want me to go and do it? But go into this little area here by yourself, and you're going to have some insight. You're going to have insight. And it might be while you're in Sedona and you go off, whatever. But no, this is a vision quest you're going to be going off on your own. But you're going to be doing that. So sometime within the six months. So I wouldn't doubt if during wintertime you're going to be doing it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll talk to you later.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm going to call a 702 number.
Me.
Hi, this is, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm speaking with Craig and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Craig from Las Vegas. How are you tonight?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question tonight that perhaps you can help me with.
Okay.
Right now, I'm 34. I would like to settle down and meet the woman that I will marry someday. And do you see that coming?
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I even heard this right after Christmas. So I don't know if it's going to be like towards the end of December, beginning of January, but I'm hearing right after Christmas. And it looks like she is going to have, what they're showing me right now, she has curly dark hair. And even, I would even go to say black. It looks black. She's going to be a taller woman. She's going to be a taller woman. She's very, very beautiful. And we're not talking, she's not skinny thin, we're talking she's a woman. She's a woman. She's curvaceous, and I'm not talking, she's a little, and I'm big bone, but she's not my size. She's smaller than I am, but this is what, she's healthy, but you're going to love her. She's gregarious, just full of laughter. She's got a great personality, but boy, is she grounded. And she knows how to have fun, but it's responsible fun, and it doesn't feel like she's a drinker. I don't think she really cares for that scene. It doesn't even feel like she might social drink. Well, I'm hearing she doesn't. It doesn't feel like she doesn't even social drinking. But she's a very serious woman. But she knows how to have fun. She's a extremely intelligent businesswoman. Very intelligent businesswoman. And I'm hearing the name Anita. But don't get caught up on the Anita thing because that can change. That can change. But I'm hearing the end of. It's after Christmas and it feels like it could be the end of December this year. Or the beginning of the year, but it feels like it's going to be the end of this year.
Okay.
And together you guys are going to really expand. You're really going to expand spiritually together. You're going to wake up together on a deeper level, on a deeper level. So that's exactly what you want, exactly what you want. But there's some work that you still need to do with opening up your heart more. And it feels like it's more on your masculine side. And it's stuff that you've experienced in this current lifetime that's following you from, it feels like 2 to 5 lifetimes ago, 2, 3, 4, and 5 lifetimes ago. So, and it has to do with father issues. So if you could go in a meditative state, you don't have to know what it's about. And right now I'm talking to you on a soul level, so your soul's listening to it because I can feel it shifting already. So your head doesn't have to be caught up in it. But you're going to go in and you're going to forgive. Because you were different people in those lifetimes. You were boys and girls, so men and women in those lifetimes. But you're going to go in there, you're going to forgive. Everybody did the best that they could do for what they knew at that time, and the time was not right. It's right for you now. It's right for you now.
Okay.
And it's safe for you to shine your light. It's safe for you to be the sensitive guy that you came here to be. It's okay. It's safe for you to do that. That's the goddess energy, and whether you like it or not, you have goddess energy, as all we all do. We all do.
Okay.
We all do. So just so you know. So cool for you, Greg. Cool for you.
Thank you very much.
You?
I'm trying to, like, is there any other information I can get from her? Like, do I know her?
I'm hearing no. No.
Okay.
You're going to be meeting her, and this is all I'm getting. You're going to meet her at a social function. It's an event, and it's an event you have absolutely no idea. So keep open to anybody inviting you anywhere. open to possibilities. Even if you're going, no, absolutely not, no desire, because it's where we don't go is where we could meet the most phenomenal people.
Okay. Sounds about
right.
Does
that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It's consistent with what I've been hearing all year.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much for confirmation.
You betcha. Take care. All right. Let me see here. Okay, now I have a 111 number. Let me see here. I'm sorry. Yes, a 111 number here. I might have just having a little technical difficulty. Hi, who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm over here in the Southwest, and my name is Patricia.
Patricia. How are you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing good.
You have a question or a comment?
Yes, I appreciate you talking about all the changes. I'm at a stage where I just quit, and I'm just stopping listening to everybody else, and I'm kind of at a standstill. And I'm listening to my heart, and I hope I'm right.
Patricia,
I feel like
yes,
I'm
you
going
are.
Metamorphosis.
Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you're going through major. You're bright light, just so you know, and I feel it. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful light. You're doing everything you need to do, and you're exactly where you need to be. About listening to yourself and trusting what it is that you know, because you're right on track. You're on the right path. You're on the right path, just so you know.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
You're on it. And is that all you wanted to know, is just that validation?
Well, I feel like I'm like walking on a wire, and it's just like a breath away as to what I am really, really, really supposed to be doing. I think what I'm really supposed to be doing is what I'm doing right now, which is resting. But,
yes, that's huge.
But I'm the type of person that I have to have, and Spirit knows this, and they bring me things in order to excite my soul because I get bored very easy.
And, right here, talking to
okay.
You. I hear you. I hear you.
Director.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just looking for the next exciting thing that Spirit is going to bring for me, if that makes sense. It's not being egotistical or anything or anything like that. It's
no.
Just my soul always needs to fly. And
Patricia, you should never, ever have to feel like you have to apologize, or you can say whatever you need to say. And that's the thing, is you just have to get to that point. If anybody goes, oh, doesn't she think, that's their stuff. It's not worrying about that. You know what you need to do. You are this bright light, and don't apologize for it. Don't apologize for it.
Fabulous.
You are on the right path. Keep doing what you're doing. Talk to people exactly the way you're talking tonight. They're going to hear it, because then you give them permission to be who it is that they are and not have to worry about what every other person is thinking, what they're going to say. And you speak your divine truth. You speak your divine truth. And just so you know, I honor that and I hear that and I see that.
Okay. Because, you know, there's so many options now in this age that we're in, and it's fabulous, and there's so many avenues, and we can get lost in it, and there's only so much time. So is there anything from Spirit that, you know, that really stands out that they want me to know or that they're bringing to me? Or?
Well, are you specifically working with hands-on healing modalities right now?
No.
Like Reiki or, you know, hands-on healing?
I went to a, introductory class on pranic healing, and I could see the effects, that it had, but I'm not drawn to it for some reason. I feel that there's something else, and I can't tap into it right now, something totally different. I'm not drawn to the Reiki and, and that pranic healing that I went to.
It might be. It doesn't mean when they're saying that they're they might be telling you specifics, because what people don't realize, like if I remember when I was a counselor, I had somebody come in and say, Beth, you need to take Reiki. Well, what's Reiki? And she told me what Reiki was, and I'm going, I have absolutely no desire to touch people. And if you knew me, I will hug people, but to sit here and touch them, it's a different thing because I'm so hypersensitive. It's like I can feel everything. Why do I need to touch? And I'm going, there's no way. And then just being that individual of going, you know, then you have to have insurance because just the society we live in, somebody will make something very beautiful, make it ugly, blah, blah, blah. It had absolutely nothing to do with that. It had nothing. She goes, Beth, you could be a counselor the rest of your life, but Reiki is something that will help activate programs within you. That's the only reason I'm hearing for right now. And then down the road, if you decided, I'm not saying Reiki, I'm hearing you haven't found your modality yet, but I keep hearing the word hands-on healing. But it would be, you would be amazed when I took Reiki how it activated me. And now I do light language, I do shamanic stuff, and I just advanced into that from starting off with Reiki, and it's amazing energetically what I can do.
Yeah.
That's the reason they want you to do that, to keep an open mind, because it will activate programs that are deep within you to get going. And then whether or not you choose to do it as a profession, that's completely up to you. But it's modalities that you can use on yourself.
Right.
Modalities that
yeah.
you can use on yourself to shift energy. So I keep seeing to find the hands-on healing. From that, you're going to seek deeper answers, deeper answers.
Okay. Yeah,
because I see you working with people down the road, but you don't have to be in your head on that. You don't even have to be in that part yet. So there's tons of different healing hands modalities. Have fun and do research on the internet with it. It doesn't have to be something within a week that you have to have a decision. Look and see what's out there. See what you're drawn to. But right now, you're also in a standstill position because you're like in a the best way to describe it, you even said it, you're going through massive metamorphosis. You're like this caterpillar that's coming out to be this beautiful, beautiful butterfly. So, of course, right now you're going, I don't want to do anything. I just want to be. You're right where you need to be. But meanwhile, you can do this stuff when you're drawn to it, to get on the computer, to look it up. You can sit here and ask questions with other people about, hey, what do they do? What's it about? You can just ask questions to have that curiosity. And then when the time is right, you're going to be guided to what it is that you need to do.
Excellent. So you're saying that spirit is really taking their time with me.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
good. People don't realize what we're going through energetically right now and how we're shifting what's going on universally. It's like, oh, my Lord, you guys, we couldn't do this overnight. Our physical bodies literally could not handle it. They could not handle it. This is how people are getting sick. It's like you don't want it to happen because we forget we have carbon density within our body, and that's what when there's energy shifts going on with the planets and everything and solar flares, when it feels like our body's really hurting, that's the carbon density within us that's part of being a human being. That stuff, if it shifted really fast, there's no way we would never make it. We would die because we'd be in pain to where our body wouldn't be able to. We wouldn't be able to stand it. So it's slow.
Yeah.
And a lot of us just want to get to the finish line, but we have to remember there's a whole process to be enjoyed.
Oh, yeah, and I have to take naps every day, long naps.
Oh, yes, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, my body just requires it, and then that's where I get a bunch of messages and downloads.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So,
but you know what,
I'm hearing that
you're going to be, down the road, don't be shocked, keep an open mind and think about it, that you're going to be working with people on a bigger level, so whether it's coaching, whether you're doing mentorship, just keep an open mind and different things, but there's different steps to take.
Yeah, and if I decide not to do that, I mean...
Yeah, universe isn't going to be upset with it. Nope. If you decide not to do it, you don't have to. That's right. That's right.
Of course, my mind is not on it right now, but maybe it will.
It isn't on it right now. And the only reason I said it out loud is so on a soul level and it will bring it into, it's in your consciousness. So when the time is right, you'll be going, okay, I think maybe I'm ready to start exploring some stuff now. When the time is right.
Yeah.
Alrighty?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Patricia. Thank you so much for calling in.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, now I am going to call answer a 360 number. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Lori, where are you from, Lori?
I'm living in Washington State.
Washington State. I've been there.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a question about my living situation.
Okay.
I'm real nervous about finding a place. There's not many rentals in my price range, and I'm wondering, you know, when and if I'm going to find a place in time by the time my lease is up in November.
I'm hearing specifically right now, I'm hearing in the northeast part of the town that you're living in right now, I'm seeing a small little apartment, and it's two stories. And you have an outside window that is viewed towards, it's overlooking this brush of trees. It's almost like, I don't know if I'd go to say that it's a forest, but there's a lot of trees out the window that you are looking at. So it's more like about a wooded area, but it's going to be in more of, it feels like more of a secluded area, very quiet area. You're going to be very happy there, and you're going to be able to afford it. So just get out of right now your financial situation. It doesn't mean that something phenomenal can't happen for you. So try to get out of the fear of, because there's a fear of like a desperation there. Get out of that and just trust the next part of your path is going to be open and free and clear for you because it's for your highest and best good.
Okay.
And there's no worries. You're going to give that stress, worries, and anxiety. You're giving them to the angels because it doesn't serve your human purpose. It doesn't.
Right.
It will dim your light. It will dim your light. Just know everything's going to be fine. And all you have to do is say, you know what, angels, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. I'm giving you the cares and worry. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the part of the town that I said, north, and you're going to look and see around there, and it's going to be drawn to you. You'll be
okay.
Drawn to it.
Okay.
But I'm hearing, don't worry. There's things that are working on behind closed doors right now. So don't be worried about it.
Okay.
But really let go of that anxiety, because with that anxiety, stress, and worry,
I'm breaking up. I can't hear you. Shucks.
No sound.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry about the folks. I had my phone disconnected, so I'm at a 61601. Are you still on the line? Hello? All right. I'm going to call Fishhead Barry. Hi, are you on the line still? I'm sorry.
I am.
I'm
here. She's not.
Oh, she's not. Okay, I'm sorry about that. My phone accidentally went down. So thank you for staying on the line. So meanwhile, I have you. What is your name? Where are you from?
Well, my name is Barry. I'm from Tennessee.
Barry from Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
Olympic champion.
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know where this other noise is coming from. I apologize. Oh, there we go. Okay. Sorry, I had some other something else. I think Blog Talk is having a little glitch right now, as well as not. It's not just your phone. I think it's Blog Talk altogether.
Well, I saw something come up on the screen, and I'm going, oh my goodness! I'm all dazed with my Blog Talk. I'm not even here. I'm the one who was. But meanwhile, I lost some callers. So if you guys are still listening, give us a call back at 347-327-9360. I'm still on the air. Barry, what can I do for you?
Well, I just had a quick question. It's been a while since I've listened to your show, and I kind of come in and out of Blog Talk every once in a while, you know, and just kind of take hiatuses or whatnot and come back in and listen when I feel like that I need a little bit of guidance. And I try to make it long, you know, short and sweet, long story short here. Just went through a divorce back in June. And we're still friends, so we've still got that platonic, you know, where neither of us really feel like we wasted a lot of time because we're still friends, you know.
Good.
So, right. I mean, when do you ever hear that happening? You know, I mean, it rarely ever happens, right?
Well,
so,
you know, that's a sign of mature people who can sit here and move past that. That's great for you. Great, great, great.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of it, too. I mean, I'm glad that everything was able, you know, because we don't have kids together. We just had dogs, and, you know, a lot of times they can turn into family as well. But, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, really what I'm wanting to know, now this may be, I don't know, you can probably read into my energy and figure out, you know, what's going on with this. But I don't know. Should I just not even be looking right now? Or do you see somebody that maybe is right underneath my nose or something like that to where maybe I actually should be kind of looking around going, you know, hey, what about this person? What about that person or whatever that was interested in me before I got married and I came home from the service, you know, or whatever, and maybe try to get back in contact with these people. I don't know. I just don't know
what I'm hearing right now is just to take a little time. The universe isn't sitting here saying you have to take a year off, but just to take a little bit of time, and it's getting to know yourself again.
Okay.
To get to know yourself again, and that's really cool that individuals who can sit here and have a healthy relationship after a divorce, that just says that you're at another level of consciousness, which that is a wonderful, wonderful thing because it doesn't – you know, in the end, whether kids, whether dogs, whether or not you have them, it's being civilized towards individuals. And if you were in love once upon a time, how does one just all of a sudden fall out of love? You're just, you know, that you still love the individual. You're just not in love. So you're very
excited.
But the universe right now is saying, take a little bit of time. I'm hearing nothing's going to happen for at least another 6-7 months. But you can go out and have fun. You can go out and have fun. You can sit here and talk to women, get to know women. You can sit here and figure out the dating game. There's wonderful women out there that, just because of the guy that you are, Barry, you have fantastic energy, by the way. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You do not want to just jump into anything. You want somebody who's going to be your equal, who's open up spiritually, doing her work as you're doing your work, so that you guys can grow together. So that's what you want. And what I'm hearing, your next partner is going to be your twin flame. So start doing the research on twin flame. So there's meditations out there on YouTube that you can ask for your twin flame to come in. But you want to do some research on it because you want a twin flame who is aligned, balanced, and harmonized, and is your equal as your equal. And you are only going to attract what it is that you are.
Right.
So if you're closed down, you'll have somebody who's closed down. So you want to be open and ready. Open and ready.
Okay.
But you're not by yourself for the rest of your life. Just know that.
Good. Because that was one thing, you know, of course, when you go through something like that and you're a little down in the dumps and depressed and don't know what's going to happen, I guess your brain, and you know, kind of tends to lean towards, oh, my God, I'm going to be by myself forever.
No.
You know?
No, never. No. You are a gem, just so you know. You are a gem. You have absolutely phenomenal energy. Phenomenal energy.
Well, you got the hair standing up.
You're doing awesome, Barry. You're doing awesome.
You got the hair standing up on my arms right now. You're sending me a lot of energy yourself. So, you know, there's definitely some transferring of energy between you and I.
Yep.
That happens to me a lot. I know you want to try to make these short and sweet. Can I maybe mention one more thing and see what you think? Because
sure.
Is that okay? Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I know I have these gifts. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm trying to use them to help people. Not only occasionally doing shows on here and just doing calls, you know, what I call them conversational readings where you know, I'll pick up a call and talk to somebody for an hour and 15 minutes. You know, but I mean, do you feel like that spiritually that is something that, because it drains me so much, do you feel like that that's something that I should be doing, because it gets me weak at the very end. Is that going to make me
Here's the thing, Barry, is when you're really tapped in the forest, so what you need to do is really learn how to ground. Again, there's a lot of stuff that you can do on YouTube, or you could set up sessions with me and I could work with you on it. I mean, there's different ways of doing it. But it's really having that connection with the earth and really, really trusting and learning how to, you're not tapped in the source the way that you think you are. Doesn't mean that you're not of the light, just so you know. But when you get exhausted, that right there is a sign that you're not tapped in, because when you're a divine channel, it just flows through you. It just flows through you. And then you have to remember, when you're done having a conversation, like when I'm done reading everybody, what people don't know, after every call, I do a certain thing to because I don't want your stuff affecting the other one and the next one and the next one. You know what I'm saying? So there's stuff that I do. And then when I'm done with all the phone calls, then I clear myself really, really well. So you need to learn how to do that, because you're very empathic. You're very empathic.
That is
an understanding. And that means you pick up on a lot of stuff. You pick up on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that empathic is an understanding. I mean, that's definitely one of the things that I've been told, and I feel like you're right on. You know, among a few other things, and being able to kind of sense spirits around and things like that. You know, and being sensitive to the quote unquote other side, or whatever, however you want to know, say that, but which has gotten me, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, got me really into the paranormal stuff and all that. Not too terribly much, but enough to, you know, really, it's intriguing to me because I can feel it. I think a lot of that has to do with my upbringing, and my mom's being full blooded Cherokee Indian, and you know, so I'm half or whatever. So I'm really in tune with the earth already, but I think you're exactly spot on, because I put too much energy towards one person, or trying to get into their energy and trying to help them out. And like you said, I'm making the mistake of not in between callers or in between people or even emails or whatever, or talking to someone on the phone when I allow them to get personal with me like that, which I have a few times with people that I felt like I could trust. You know, to help them out even more. You know, I don't take breaks. And, you know, like you said, it drains me, and then I'm not in tune. And then, and you're spot on that. That's the way I feel, but I just don't, because I'm still learning about all this stuff. And, you know, that's why I wanted to ask you that, because I know you've been doing this a good while. And it's always good to ask people, I feel like, to have more, you know, obviously more experience with this kind of thing, in, you know, questions like this, to try to get these pointers to where they'll help me. That'll help me, you know.
Exactly. You know, and everybody does it differently. But really make a connection when you're done with the phone calls. Go outside and stand on the earth, and you'll be amazed. But there, you have to learn how to protect yourself. People don't realize that it's really vital that you protect yourself, because you don't want to take on anybody else's. You're not here to save the world. You're just here to be of service. That's it.
Exactly, and that's all I want to do. So thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, Barry. Good luck to you.
Good. Well, thank you so much. You have a good rest of the show.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. I am going to take area code 631. Good evening. Who am I speaking with and where you're from?
Hi, this is Suzanne from Long Island. And I just wondered to see when you see what you see for my love life, a boyfriend.
What
Hello?
Do you see for, what do I see for your love life? Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Are you currently in a relationship right now?
I like someone, but I don't think they want to make a commitment.
Because I was going to say that's not the one. You may not remember, I'm only delivering what I'm hearing from your guides, but I'm hearing the individual that you're going to be settling down with is within 7 months.
What's going to happen in 7 months?
You're going to meet the individual that you're going to be settling down with in 7 months.
Do you know anything about them?
And I'm hearing his name. He's not a tall guy. When I say tall guy, he's not 6'3", 6'2". It feels like he might be He might be 6 foot, but you might be looking at 5'11".
And what color hair?
He has dark hair. He's got a gorgeous head of hair. Gorgeous head of hair. You're going to be meeting him, and what I'm seeing, this is another one. It looks like it's at a dance of some sort, but I'm seeing him in it's a gorgeous sweater. This is a man who I'll even go and say is that he has money, but you're not attracted to him for that. He's got a phenomenal, phenomenal personality, and it's kind of like what color would I say this is? His sweater is just gorgeous, and he's got pants that match with it. He definitely knows how to dress.
Is he cute?
It's kind of like a burnt brown, if that even makes sense, but it's this beautiful, beautiful color, and he's got snappy shoes, they're showing me the back of him. They're not showing me the front of him, but he has natural waving hair, but he's fit. He takes pride in his body. He takes pride in his body.
Do you know how old he is? How old?
It feels like, while I'm seeing the numbers, 50, he's going to be 50, 56, 57.
Oh, my God,
so
wow.
Keep an open mind on that. You guys are going to travel together. You're going to travel a lot together. And he is a guy who really comes from his heart. He's going to love you. He's going to love you like you have never been loved before. So
can I ask you a real question? Do you see my son ever moving back in with me? He's 13. He's with dad right now.
I'm hearing no. Not right now. Not right now. It's not what's supposed to be at this moment. No.
Do you know when, though, ever?
I'm not hearing anything on that right now. Not right now.
What about
it? So when I hear that, that means doesn't mean that things can't shift. Now, remember, energy is forever shifting and it's changing, but it doesn't feel like right now. They're not saying anything's going to happen. Like in 2014, 2015 is going to be a miraculous year, so anything can happen. Anything can happen.
What about a job?
One question. I already let two slide by, but I want to thank you so much for calling in, though.
Okay, thank you.
So thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, next I am going to take a 770 number. Hi. Who am I speaking with and where'd you call from?
Yes, this is Gina from Georgia.
Gina from Georgia. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I just want to see any changes in romance and finances or whatever you can pick up from there.
Let's see here. Ooh, finances are going to be increasing to the way you like it in 3 months. So you're going to end up on this year on a very, very good note. With that, you will be meeting, I'm seeing a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see, and we're talking like he's very, he's tall, so of course he's going to be thin. He's younger, he's between 33
and 35. Well, I'm 35, so that's okay.
I guess I was comparing him to me. He's older than me. I mean, 33 to 35. He has dark hair, very, very nice looking. He has dimples.
Okay.
And he has big, big, beautiful brown eyes. And, oh, my Lord, is this man just, he is love. Again, you're another individual. You've never known love like this before. And, again,
really?
He feels like this is twin flame. So continue, because your heart is really opened up from the masculine side. Now you have to open it more, believe it or not, from your feminine side on your left side. So know that you're worthy and deserving of having a healthy love. That you're worthy and deserving of having healthy love. You haven't had a lot of it in this lifetime, I'm hearing. So it's like be open to it, knowing you are worthy. You are deserving. You're worthy and deserving of that. You're a good person. You're a good person.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. Yeah, because I'm going through a divorce anyway, and that person just didn't treat me right and didn't say lovely things to me and everything and just didn't make me feel like I was a woman or just you know, treat me like a queen. I just want somebody to spoil me every now and then. I didn't get that. I mean, I don't ever get that from my past love. So I'm like, can I get one like that?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But, you know, on that, to ask for that, you have to be able to deliver it. But, Tina, my God, your heart is so open. So bless you. The universe sees what it is and who it is that you are, and they recognize that. But know to let go of all that hurt and all that pain, because all it was to teach you of who it is that you are, that you didn't need somebody to define who it is that you are. You get that. So you've done your work, but the sky is so going to be worth your weight. So worth your weight. He's going to be more quiet.
Oh, that's okay.
And so with quiet, you can look at it like he's going to be not shy, but this is a guy who knows who it is that he is, but he doesn't need to walk around and have everybody hear him and see him for who he is, because he knows. He's somebody who's very self-assured. He dresses very nicely for Mina's. But his energy is so young, though. He's just youthful in spirit, so that means he's all about having he knows how to play. He knows how to play, but he's a big outdoors guy. He loves to be outside. But you would never guess that with how he dresses. But he has a very professional job. But is he intelligent? He's very intelligent.
Okay. And this is like towards the end of the year.
Pardon me? No, you're not going to see him until it feels more like spring. Because you have a little bit of, you've got some stuff that you need to do on yourself, but don't worry about that, about the money. The money is there for you.
Okay.
Your situation is going to improve. Don't look at how it is right now. Pardon me?
Okay. I interrupted you on something, and I was like, that was rude.
No, it wasn't rude. It was not rude. I just tend to talk, and I need to be more mindful of that, so it's fine. Really need to say that. But it's like, just be open. Don't go into where your money, your financial situation is right now, because money miracles happen all the time. I've experienced it, so I can sit here and say, I know what it's like to have nothing, and I know what it's like to have something. So it's like, be open to it, and it's all about trusting. It's all about trusting, knowing that, you know, the universe is bringing you what it is that you need at this time. And so just be open to how it's going to present itself and where it's going to come from. It doesn't have to come from a source that you think of. You don't have to necessarily have the job. It doesn't mean you don't have to work. But there's other ways that money can present itself to you. So be open to that. Miracles happen all the time.
Well, I'm looking excited to my finances and my romance, especially this guy.
That's right. So continue to be that bright light that you are, Tina. That's a big job, so continue to do it.
Okay, then. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, I'm going to call. I'm going to answer that 832 number. Let's see here.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is me, too. I'm calling from Texas. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. What was your first name again, sweetie?
It's me, too.
Me, too. Cool name. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question as well. I guess it's on the same thing about everybody else's romance. Do you, I guess, pick up anything on that?
On romance. So you're not currently in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
Let me see. Okay, when is her romance going to be happening? I'm hearing 2015.
Okay.
And I'm hearing June, but do not get bummed out about that, girl, because I'm telling you, twin flames are going to be coming in. They're coming in like hotcakes, let me tell you. Twin flames, a lot of people don't know about, but this is the other part of your soul. This is the other part of your soul. It's a relationship like you've never had before. But before this twin flame can come in, the both of you are working on, it feels like you're working on from current past, it's a present moment, relationships with father. So that could be father, it could be brother, it could be grandfather. In this lifetime, there's stuff that you need to let go that's unresolved. You don't have to go to specifics of what it is. They're saying you know what it is, but let it go, forgive, move on from it. And then past relationships that we have had, but that's really significant with the ones that I've mentioned with you. Just go in there and know that they did the best they could for you for what they knew. for what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
They loved you the best way they could for how they knew how to do it. Whether you it
mm-hmm.
didn't look the way you wanted it to do, but it's like, know that you can attract a man that's even better than that. Know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Know that. And so you're going to be working on, and I know you may not like this, but it's like you got to do it because we all have to do our work. You have to go in there and you have to let that heartache go. There's some heartache with it still. It's not huge, but it needs to be looked at. It needs to be examined. You need to love it, forgive it, and say thank you for the lessons that it taught you. Because if you don't
mm-hmm.
get what the lessons are, you will repeat them again. You'll repeat them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just know that great love is coming into your life, but it's not as soon as you want it to be.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's coming.
Okay.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay, I am going to, let me see here. I am going to take a 216 number. Good evening. Who am I talking with and where are you calling from?
This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Desmond.
Okay. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I had a question. What do you see for my spiritual journey?
For your spiritual journey? Well, that's a very open-ended question. You want to be a little more specific on that? Is there something specific you're looking for? Or are you asking about soul path, your soul path?
Yeah, my soul path. And then I guess for the next 6 months, if that can narrow it.
Within the next 6 months? Okay, let's see. What is on his next step? What does he need to be doing next? Well, the first thing that I'm hearing your guide saying right now, you are working with Archangel Raphael. Raphael is working with you. So, and you have more than one guide, but Archangel Raphael is very, very prominent with you. So what you're going to do is you're going to be doing some research on Raphael. You're going to get to know he's a phenomenal, phenomenal archangel, and he works with people for specific things. So so you're going to be looking this up on the Internet. But I'll give you some insight, but also for you to look deeper because that's part of your path. You're going to get to know archangels more. But the next thing you're going to be doing is it feels like you're going to, and what I'm seeing, you're going to be taking some classes right now, and they're spiritual-based classes. They're going to be presented to you in your area, and I'm also seeing you taking some online, and there are so many different spiritual-based classes out there, healers, workers. You're going to find it. It's a huge. You can type up anything that you're guided by. What I've seen is you're going to be journaling more. You're going to be journaling more, and that means through that you're going to gain greater insight because what you'll end up doing, you don't know this yet, but you can end up channeling information from Creator or God. It doesn't matter the title, but it's all the same thing. And the information that you get is going to be coming in from dream state and meditative state. So you're going to want to put a journal by your bed, and in the morning, before you even get up out of bed and put your feet on the floor or go to the restroom, you're going to write down what it is that you remember that you dreamt about. And what I would suggest, they're even saying this, have 2 glasses of water before you go to bed, so your bladder will be active throughout the night. And even keep a journal in the bathroom so that you can sit here and write down little things. So if you remember, that you dreamt of a cell phone and it rang and somebody answered it, you're going to write that down. And then the next day, you're going to look it up more. And that's part of your spiritual journey because you're going to find out what those messages are. Those messages are for all of our messages are individualized. They're all individualized. And I'm hearing that you're going to be investing in a really good dream book. You can invest in a dream book, and you can also look up dreams on the Internet to see what they mean. And then you're going to learn how to decipher and discern and what rings true for you. Just because somebody has it written down in words, you're going to learn how to pay attention to what your body says. And when your body's light and it feels free, that's your yes. When it feels heavy, that's your no. And that's called, you're going to tune into trusting your intuition. So you're on a really cool path because you're saying, yes, I'm ready to start doing the work that I came here to do. And it's one step at a time. It's not giant leaps because it's a process, and it's all about learning. It's all about the learning. So you got a lot of really cool things that are coming up. You're going to be taking classes. You need to start journaling. You're going to gain insight. And as you trust your journaling, you're going to open up on a very deeper level, and you're going to start channeling information for yourself. So that's going to be really cool. But you want to make sure that you're channeling and connected to the light and only the light. And it's nothing to be afraid of, but you're going to set the intent before you do anything. I set the intent to channel only that which is for my highest and best good. Very easy. Very easy. And then you're going to look up Archangel. You're going to look up Archangel Raphael. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Raphael or Gabriel? Because now Raphael's coming in. Did I say Gabriel before?
I said Raphael.
Okay, so it is Raphael. Okay, so Raphael. So Raphael came again. Well, Gabriel's coming in too. So look up Archangel Raphael and Gabriel. They usually, they work together when they work with me, so that's interesting. So look up those two, and you're going to see what specifically, because they work on, they have specific job duties that they do, and then you're going to have greater understanding with that. So you're on a really cool journey. So good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So,
bye. Yeah.
All right.
I'm so good. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello? I'm sorry. I'm going to put you back on. I didn't mean to. I was a little quick with my fingers. Did you have something, a comment?
So if I do like take classes in Reiki, that would help open up that vessel to.
Oh yes. You will never be the same person ever again. You'll never be the same, and I'm talking for the better. For the better, you will be amazed at what it does for you.
So
if you're drawn to doing it, that look for a good teacher, and I know Ohio has great teachers out there that teach Reiki. So have fun.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. See you, betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have my last caller of the night, a 111 number. Love it, love it, love it. Hi. Who is this and who am I, speaking with? Where are you calling from, sorry?
Hi. Hello. Yeah, my name is Stella. Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good. Stella or Della?
Yeah.
It was Stella? Okay. And where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Florida.
All righty. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just want to say excellent show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you're tired, but I know you're tired. I know you're drained. Can you tell me a little bit about, as far as my a love this year, you know?
A love? For marriage, you're looking to see if you're going to have marriage coming in?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So you're not currently involved with anybody at this moment?
No, I've dated here and there. There's one person that I'm kind of interested in. Something happened a week ago, and we've not been talking term. And it's like before anything started, we never had a chance, so I don't know.
Well, you know what I'm hearing, the reason that I'm asking for that is because I'm seeing individuals off to one side, and I'm hearing those are not yet, but you're going to have somebody who's coming into your life very, very soon. Now, remember, the universe doesn't have a time frame. So when they say very, very soon, we think, oh, my gosh, is that next week? Is that a day from today? Within the next couple months? But I'm hearing this isn't going to happen as soon as you want. So, again, this is spirit saying this. But I'm hearing nothing's going to be happening for the next 6 months, but there's going to be a wonderful, and this I've seen this very full-headed, gray-haired man come in, but my gosh, is he hysterical. He's got a great, great personality, and he just has this big, huge, open heart. He is ready to love. He's ready to be loved. He is ready to be in a relationship. But I'm hearing nothing's going to be happening for at least 6 months. And it looks like his name starts with a P.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Phil. So just to keep an open mind, and again, you're going to meet him through a social function, but it looks like a friend. I don't know if a friend knows him or a friend is going to know him, but you're going to meet this guy through a friend, But it's going to be through a social function. And this friend is going to say, I have this guy who, oh, you guys would be perfect for each other. You'd be perfect for each other. But again, it's not a, at least for 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
For 6 months.
Okay.
And when I see him, he's wearing very light-colored clothes, and he wears very loose sweaters, but he's got a great personality. And this is what I'm hearing, so don't put your head into it. Don't judge him by his looks. Because he's bigger and he's much bigger, and I'm talking spiritually bigger and brighter and lighter than what you could even imagine. So keep a very open mind. He's not what you would normally even give the time of day for, but this guy is a phenomenal man, a phenomenal man.
Yeah, would you know what his race is?
Well, he has darker skin, but I don't know if that's tan skin. Oh,
yeah.
He might be American Indian. I'm hearing he might even be it looks like he's American Indian. He's got some American Indian.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, then I'll hold on, then. So the other person, I don't even have to bother meeting him, right? Because we never met. We just spoke. So.
Yeah. I'm hearing he's not the one. He's not the one. And there's a reason that he's not, that things didn't work out. That was the universe that did an intervention there. It's like you don't even need to go down that path. You don't need that experience. So if you choose the wrong to come into your life, you're just inviting stuff then, just so you know. Then you're inviting that.
Yeah.
So that's up to you. Up to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Go
get some rest, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, look at this. I have one more phone call, a 305, and I have enough to quickly answer it. Hi, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Beth. This is Yomi from Florida. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering what you see for me from now to the end of the year. There's any developments or anything that new that you see coming along?
Okay, just anything. You're open to what spirit needs to tell you.
Yes.
All right. Let me see here. Again, you're an individual who is going to be. So this must be the time, and I find that interesting because I'm right there with you. You're going to be taking some classes. And you're taking at least three classes by the end of this year. The classes are not yet developed, and you're going to have the money for them, get out of them. And it feels like the three of them, you're going to be traveling possibly out of state for two of them. One is going to be where you're going to be in your car. It's going to be a distance. It's outside of the state that you're in. But these are going to be really, really significant. And it comes down to the teachers and the energy that they carry. And it's going to be the group of individuals that you go and have these classes with that you all have to be there. It's going to be three times these moments to where everybody is there and in alignment. And it's going to be the shifting of major energies. And it's going to be the changing of geometry. So it's huge. This is really huge. And you're going to know when these classes, when you see them, because there's going to be such a strong stirring within you and attraction to them. So don't even think twice about it. Get out of what the pay looks like. Just say, okay, universe, this is what it costs. This is what it's going to cost me to get there. So I'm trusting that you're going to bring the money, and bam, you're going to be amazed. But this is really significant for the next part of your journey, these three classes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're talking about
necessarily...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say it's not necessarily career then.
Well, this can affect your career for the better because it's going to enlighten you more. And so if you're really drained with career right now, it can help shift you to where you're going to be able to do what you have to do. And remember that, nothing's forever. Even when we're in the spiritual-based business, nothing's forever because we're forever shifting.
Yes, right. Wow.
This is really huge for you because I even see the sacred geometry that's waiting for you, but it feels like you're going to be doing this before the end of the year, before the end of the year, three classes, but it's bam, bam, bam. So we must all, a lot of us must be into the, we're learning new stuff. I know I'm craving learning myself right now, so I'm not shocked to see this, but I really, it's really cool, the energy that I've seen and the sacred geometry that they're showing me with this. So cool for you. Cool for you. I'm excited. Yes.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetie.
Yes. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. I just want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. I'm running out of time. So it has been a fantastic, fantastic show. And I am sorry. Yes. Well, let me see here. Maybe I haven't heard a voice come on. If anybody's sitting here saying that in the chat room, if they need anything, can we ask a question here? I don't see a host here. Oops. Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to ignore you in the chat room. Again, this is me manding the radio. So this is not my area of expertise here. So chat away until my voice comes on and says that I have to end the show. So if you have any questions in the chat room, now is the time to quickly ask a question. And it looks like Lolita Lady Lola. So if you have one, if you're still there, give me a quick response. And I'm going to wait for maybe 10 seconds before I switch over to back to the blog talk. Meanwhile, this was a really good show. So again, for those of you who called in, thank you so much. I really appreciate when people sit here and they call in and they're open to what your spirit has to say to you, what your guides have to say. It's an honor to be able to read everybody that you trust Marie and I when you guys call in. That's what this whole show is about, to help people onto their path. So again, if you guys are wanting to set up a session with myself or Marie or the both of us, please go to divinegoddessradio@gmail.com or you can call Beth at 651-900-4136. Get a little more in-depth information, set up appointments for 15, 30, 60, 90 minutes. And Marie is at 651-303-0555. Again, thank you, and I send you love and light to everybody. And remember, take some deep breaths in and out, meditate as much as possible, and be out on the ground as much as possible. Everybody, good night. Love and light. Bye-bye.